special needs moms, we need some love here. Some dads need some love here, so get your husbands in on this. They might think it's funny. Viewer discretion is advised, so don't have your kiddos around. It's probably not going to sound good for them. But get your husbands in. Yeah, let's do that.
From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse.
And we are
Changing the Chances.
And we are back for another week.
Yes, yes we are.
Guess what? We are coming up on a year.
We are.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't actually know when we started off the top of my head, because I just threw that out there randomly, because that's what I do. But, you know, there's, what, 52 weeks in a year?
Something like that.
And this will be, like, episode 41-ish.
Okay.
So, or 42. Yeah. Yeah? 42?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So we're getting close.
We are.
How exciting is that?
I mean, technically, we've been around for a year, but, you know, we've missed some.
Have we been around for a year?
October 5th.
Oh, so we are like, nah, yeah.
Like, we're.
That's cool.
Yeah. It's just episodes that we've missed and stuff.
Yeah. But, we can celebrate both. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm all about the I'm little. Like, I'm all about celebrating.
We celebrate all of the accomplishments.
Yes, that is where we are in life. Anyways, that was a total sidetrack. I was just thinking about it. I'm like, wow, that's coming up and it's so exciting. Love it.
It is. And we're glad that everybody has, you know, that does listen to us, that has joined us for the ride.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I have talked to some people who are like avid listeners and I love it.
Oh,
makes me feel good on the inside.
A little bit. I get it. Totally.
They're like, excuse me, there's not a new episode. I'm like, yeah, bad.
Sorry.
You know us, you know
that,
we're not.
You know that thing called life? Yeah, it kind of happened, and we didn't get to do that. So.
And we're going to miss a week. Hey. Anyways, on to this week's topic.
Yeah, we thought we would just cover things we wish people knew.
Yeah, you know, about our life, and about raising a disabled child, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, because I think maybe a general consensus is maybe somebody or couples that have special needs individuals in their family have, you know, not good lives or difficult lives, which not good lives is not the case. Difficult lives, yes.
okay. Like you know we don't have, like our life, like, is not sad.
No,
because people tend to think like, oh, how sad.
Yeah.
How terrible.
Yeah.
And you're right. Like, I do think it is horrible that Piper was born this way and absolutely had no decision.
Nobody did.
You're right. But I don't think her life is horrible. I don't think her life is sad. I don't think our life is sad.
Well, she's smothered with love from everyone, so no, I don't think her life is sad at all. I just think that, you know, maybe people look at us and maybe do feel like, oh, I feel bad for them.
Oh yeah,
like, you know, like I feel bad for them, their situation.
And, yeah,
you know, yeah, the situation kind of sucks, and you know, it can be difficult.
Yeah,
but it's not like we're not happy.
No, I'm very happy.
Yeah.
Like, and you know, I think Piper is happy.
She was just upstairs just screaming and laughing her head off. So, no, yeah, it's hard.
You can have a hard life and still have a good life.
Yeah, I'm like, it's hard, but it's still good.
Yes.
You know?
Agreed. Like,
it's a hard life and it's a difficult one.
Yeah.
But it's still good.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like Stitch says, this is my family. It's small and broken. But still good. Yeah. Still good.
Oh, good old Stitch.
Yeah. Next month, I will get my back piece finished. So I can take some pictures and maybe we can put that up on the Instagram.
Of course.
It is for Caleb.
Of course.
So
definitely do that. Something else I think is, for me personally, I cannot speak for everybody or for us, I think. I would rather people talk to us and ask questions.
Most definitely.
Then, like, tell your children, like, hush, don't stare, like, walk away. Like,
don't interact with them, just, you know.
Yeah.
Like, avert your gaze. And
like, we're people. Piper's a person.
Yeah. We don't have a disease. She doesn't have a disease. Feel free to ask questions.
Right? And how do you learn? You ask questions.
You educate yourself.
I don't expect you.
And I get it. A lot of people are maybe intimidated, but like, you know, how do you approach that subject? How do you breach that subject? Like, hey, why is your kid in a wheelchair?
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I get it. It can be very difficult, but maybe just ask, you know, hey, what's your story? What happened?
Honestly, you could even just say hi. And for me, that's winning. At least you didn't try to ignore the situation like it wasn't happening, you know.
But Piper also gets a lot of compliments, too.
Yeah, because she should.
Well, you always have her hair done really cute. Although I must say, I was totally, totally stoked and so proud today for her hair. I did a fantastic job. I gave her like an Ariana Grande style high ponytail.
He really did. I was like, she would be impressed. I think she would be impressed.
You know, and then I used her Wonder Woman scrunchies and she had her like superhero girls t-shirt. Like I was impressed. I thought she was killing it today. I mean, she kills it every day, but you know.
Oh, agreed.
But yeah, she gets compliments all the time. But at the same time, I also feel like people could definitely ask more questions and just be maybe a little more open. Mm-hmm. But again, it is a difficult subject.
Yeah.
And it can be very intimidating and uncomfortable. Agreed.
I agree.
And people avoid what makes them uncomfortable.
You're right. That feels like human nature.
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to make me uncomfortable? Just going to avoid it. Not even going to deal with that.
Thing is, if it makes you uncomfortable, so you don't want to talk to somebody, maybe don't you think it makes that other person feel uncomfortable because it feels like they're like the freaking plague and nobody wants to
be around them? Yeah, no, I can only imagine.
I mean, maybe we should look at it that way. If you think you're uncomfortable, they're probably uncomfortable also. So,
and also I can't stress it enough. People with, you know, inabilities, they just want to do the same things everybody else does. And they just want to be accepted just like everybody else does.
Yeah. I think that was important to point out. It's just like, you know, even us, like we still want to be invited. You know what? Chances are is like we say no more because the ability's not there for us to do as many things. But true. Like, we still want to be invited and we want Piper to be included. She's our child.
I think it's kind of hard, though, because, you know, we maybe don't get invited to as many things as we used to just because maybe people have kind of given up. Like, we've invited them and they never show. And it's just like, well, wish you guys just cut us some slack. Like, it's not always so easy. And
well, and the thing is like, is it that hard to invite us and we don't come?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, the thing, depending is it's got on the nothing situation. To do with you, yeah. Like, or who's, you know, the host or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't know. I can't answer that, but I do get it. You know, not being invited to stuff, it's kind of sucks, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But no, it just like everybody else, she wants to be included.
Yeah.
She loves going to school. She loves being at school. She loves being around everybody, you know, so stuff like that, get-togethers and little shindigs and stuff, like, mm-hmm. she enjoys.
Well, and she's an amazing human, so if you just took 2 seconds to get to know her, you would know that.
But that takes patience and understanding.
Yeah.
Both of which are in short supply amongst most people.
Well,
you know, and I can kind of get it from the other side. Like, you kind of just give people their space. Like, okay, well, you guys do what you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it comes back to, like, the uncomfortable breach of the subject.
Yeah.
Like, do we say something to them? Do we just stop inviting them? Do we, like, what's going on?
Yeah.
But honestly, we still want to be invited. Piper should still be invited to things. We should still be invited to things. And
yeah.
It's kind of dwindled over the years. same as, you know, our acquaintances, but that's kind of what happens.
It does. Unfortunately, like, life changes and,
you know, you just kind of roll with it. And sometimes it
but can I'm kinda, still a person. Yeah. I may be Piper's mom, and trust me, I am known by that title pretty much.
Oh, you're Piper's
everywhere?
Mom. Oh, you're Piper's dad. Yep. You're probably I've got a name, everywhere. But you can just remember me
as but Piper's I'm still dad. Alicia.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hard because I do. I think about it sometimes, like, where am I? Like, who am I anymore? Like,
yeah. I think it's easy to get lost.
I think so, because, you know, like, we both work and we both take care of Piper, and sometimes it feels like that's all we do.
Yeah.
Like, we are work drones and Piper's parents. That is it. Like, but it does. It kind of wears on you after a while.
You can, if you let it.
Usually it doesn't for me, but there are times where it does. Where it's just like,
eventually things are going to catch up.
Sucks. Well, you know, I talked to one of the guys at work, and, you know, like, we've got a lot more in common than I thought we did. And so I think we might get together and just kind of try and figure something out.
And I told you you should.
Every once in a while, just hang out and stuff, because it does. It's like.
But I've never stopped you from going anywhere.
No, so. I'm not saying you have. It's just that.
I'm just clarifying. I've never stopped you from going anywhere.
Or, yeah, people that are understanding are hard to come by. And
true.
I struggle with people because people freaking suck. So
I mean, some can.
Yeah.
Such is life, right? I think one of the biggest things is it's kind of hard to explain, I guess, but probably 90% of the time, what, 9 times out of 10? At least for me. I don't know about for you, but for me, if somebody like asks what's going on or what's, you know, whatever the case may be, I'll probably just answer like, it's fine. I give a really generic, short answer.
Depends on my mood.
I think mainly because, one, if something like heavy is happening that requires a lot of
explanation
or feelings, emotions, stuff like that, chances are I'm probably processing with my own shit and trying to have a conversation with somebody who actually legitimately cares in a moment is probably too hard, because if I'm emotionally struggling with it and this is somebody who I know cares, they're probably going to have some struggles with it. And I don't have the capacity to handle my emotions, let alone somebody else's emotions.
Oh, 100%.
And I have realized over the last few years that other people, I don't want to say I'm sensitive to other people's emotions, but I feel like I am.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, if they're upset, I'm like, well, I don't really want to burden you with my being upset, because you're upset, and that's just...
You're very
just,
conscious of
it's like too people, much upset yeah. going on. Like, somebody has to not be. So, you know, it is not because I don't want to talk about it, because I would love to talk about Piper all dang day and about everything, because she's important. And I think that's important to share all that stuff. But sometimes in a moment, depending on it, I can't share it because the capacity is not there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because I usually just revert to anger. And it's hard to explain to someone when you're just seething, because it's another, you know, another heavy issue.
Mm-hmm.
Something has come up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, it does. It just makes me mad. So talking about it, it's like, does this guy even care?
Yeah.
Or is he? It's like, no, I care so much. It's made me mad. Like, I'm seething because I can't do anything about it to fix it. So I think sometimes I want to talk about it more because I like feel like I need to vent, to get it out, because if not, I'm just gonna like lose my shit.
Yeah.
But then it's like I get on a roll and I get going, and I do. I sound angry and mad, and it's. I think it's like to be expected. You know, you got all this shit going on with your kid.
Yeah.
But I can see how it can come off as being like.
Well, so I think it's okay to be angry. Again, that's your feelings at a moment. So I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, and it.
But I know what you're saying sometimes, like what a person perceives
it.
It can
be a bit much, I think, for someone to perceive it like, wow.
Yeah, because people can't sit in the uncomfortable and just listen and be like, you know.
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah, like it's tough right now and I can't fix it and I'm sorry. I don't know. I think that's hard for people, which I get. I think that's like a learned skill. Learning how to just sit with somebody when it's uncomfortable just because somebody needs you to sit with them.
See, and I think I think that's the biggest issue is people just don't know how to just sit there and just be there.
Yeah.
You don't even have to talk.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even have to talk. Just be there.
Yeah.
You can stare off into space, whatever, but you know, just be there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, thinking, because it does. It goes back to people don't really understand, like, unless something of this nature has touched them firsthand.
Yeah.
It's hard to understand. Like, they can sympathize, but it's hard to understand. And we've got some really good people in our lives that legitimately try.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
Try to understand and wrap their mind around it, mm-hmm. but it, you know, to a point, to a degree.
Okay. Yeah. I feel that.
You know, but I also feel like most people, like what we've covered before, gosh, something else is going on.
I think that's the hard part too.
They've kind of gotten numb to it. Like, yeah. Okay, we get it. Your kid's got issues. Like,
yeah. So that's also a problem for me is I don't talk to people because of that reason. Because it's been 8 years.
Yeah.
And people, you know, just they get wore out. Yeah. They get wore out, basically.
They do. They get. I feel like it's almost sounding like a broken record. Uh-huh. Like, gosh, I get it. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Well, you probably wouldn't be feeling that way if, you know, she was like your niece or if this was your kid.
And it just sucks because this goes back to like what's like considered normal and not like, you know, like. It is totally normal if your friend comes over and bitches every day that their job sucks or something.
Oh, yeah. Okay? That's totally cool.
And or that's like fine.
Or if they have a kid that's constantly in trouble at school, bitching about that.
Yeah. Like that's like,
normal. That's okay. Oh, gosh. My kid got into the principal's office again or he got suspended again or whatever. Like they're bitching about their. That's acceptable. You can bitch about your kid about that and that's okay.
Yeah.
But. Bitching that your kid is, you know, going through. Well, and
that's different as we're not, yeah.
We're not even bitching, I don't but consider just it,
yeah.
Venting, you know,
yeah.
Letting out some stress, whatever the case is, whatever you want to call it. But
mm-hmm.
I do. I think people just kind of get tired of hearing it.
No, agreed.
Like, okay, it's a thing. I get it. Whatever.
It's interesting how that works.
Yeah. Because, and again, I think it's because it does kind of come back to where, like, it's uncomfortable. Like, I get it. That's a fucking shitty situation for you, but, you know, you don't have to fucking sing your song all the time. Like, so, unless it's something serious, I really don't. Now she's just not doing well. She's sick.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep it very vague, like, you know, but if my mom or your mom or, you know, some other people that are very close.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's different.
You know, if they ask, it's like, well, this is what's going on. A little bit more in depth, but,
yeah,
you know, they're asking.
Well, yeah. Well, I think they truly care, though, also. Yes. Yeah. It is a little bit different with them, but.
Yeah, because everybody that I work with is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
In the aspect, like, they know the situation with Piper. They they know it's a difficult one.
And, yeah. Well, because my mom works there.
Yeah, because your mom's been there for 45 years or something like that.
I don't know. I could do the math, but I'm not going to right now.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, no, so she's been there since Piper's been born, so.
So, yeah, they all kind of know and get it. And so they're all very supportive. They all ask, like, you know, how's she doing? And if I have to leave early because she's got, you know, like the.
Yeah. And this is the same thing.
This last little consultation that we went and talked to the surgeon about her SDR procedure and stuff. Like, I was leaving early and Ms. Linda's like, it's not the surgery, right? Like, you guys aren't doing it. No. We're just talking. They're not doing anything.
We're not
like,
springing surgery on anybody, okay?
No. And
no.
The great thing about this, too, is, you know, it's like the surgeon even said, it takes a long time because it's not just him. He has a full team.
Well, we can talk about surgery when we get there. Yeah.
Yeah, like it was nice that people were just like, you know, this is what's going on, right? Just this, yeah. Right?
Well, and see, like, it's, you know, you have people at work you can talk to about it. Nobody at work really asks me about Piper.
Because all the people that cared aren't there anymore.
That's very true. My like
your old crew.
Yeah, yes. They all left. They all left me.
I can think of probably four or five women names.
Well, yeah, but but I'm not talking about then, you know. Yes, no. They all left, and so yeah, nobody asks anymore. They don't give me a hard time about it at all. You know,
they just whatevs. Let it roll.
Yeah. Which whatever. That's
it's better than getting, you know, resistance and pushback, mm-hmm. and like what I was getting while I was at my previous job.
Yeah.
It's like every time I'd have to use an intermittent FMLA day, I'd come back and it was like unspokenly ate shit for it. Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me? I wasn't on vacation. I was in the fucking ER. Oh, well, you weren't here. So.
But my store manager, he does ask. He's nice. Mm-hmm. He does ask. But, you know, I just found out that he has his own, somebody in his family. Obviously not same, you know, stuff, but also, he can relate to some stuff. So I think maybe that's where that comes from for him, you know, because he has somebody in his life that is kind of.
Yeah. Someone in his life and his family has touched him, and you know, like in that way, to where he can understand and he can, you know, comprehend,
mm-hmm. yeah,
the difficulties and stuff like that. But yeah, I think a lot of people just look at it like that's sad.
Yeah,
and we it's not.
No,
it sucks.
Yeah.
Shitty situation.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Things are sad sometimes.
Things can be sad. Yes.
But her existence is not sad.
She is filled with joy and happiness and love, you know, and we do everything that we can for her to still have a full life, mm-hmm. and experience things, mm-hmm. that, you know, any other kid would want to or should be able to.
Yeah. Sometimes I think I want people to know is if you are somebody who's around, you know, if by chance we make it look easy.
Oh, it's not.
It's not.
I don't know how people could think that it looks easy because it's not. I mean, there's days like I try to explain to some of the people at work is it's like I've already got a busted up back. I do. I've got a jacked up back. Piper's what, 15, 52 pounds, something like that? I don't know.
She's 45 pounds.
Whatever. There are times where I struggle to pick her up because it hurts, you know, but you gotta get her up. You gotta move her. It's not fair for her to just leave her lying on the floor or stuck in a chair or left in her high chair or you know, whatever. Like you gotta move her, you gotta interact with her and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It is difficult. And I know it's difficult, like for you, giving her a bath and stuff. And
oh no, that is by far the worst thing I have to do. The absolute worst thing. You know, some days are harder to pick her up off the floor because my back might be hurting or my knees are really bad. I don't know what's up with that, but they give me the most issues, honestly. But oh my God, bathing her is just it's so hard.
And I don't think people understand either, like that we can't just up and go and do something. Like, hey, we're going up to the canyon. You know, you guys want to go? Great. We really appreciate you inviting us. You know, Piper's really not having a good day. And it's last minute because most other people, their children are able-bodied or moved out or whatever. So they can do those things.
Yeah.
Just get up and go to Wendover or get up and go up to the canyons or, you know. And it's not always so easy for us. Or it takes us a little longer to get things done because we've got to load up.
You know, yeah, because we have like a whole like
we've got to make sure
spill of crap we have to load up.
Yeah, you know, it's not just hop in the ride, let's go.
Yeah,
I mean, we used to leave and go to Wendover on a whim at 9 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah,
you know,
I don't even know what even we if we were didn't thinking. Have
pipe, I don't know if I'd be doing that, but
oh no.
I usually got stuck driving for that.
I don't think I'm that person anymore.
No.
Mm-mm. Pass. It was fun when we did it, but yeah, no, I don't think I'm that person anymore.
No.
I don't know if Piper's created that person, but I just know that I'm not that person.
I think it just changes as you get older, because like...
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Even though I want to go out and do things, I have no desire to like shut shit down, stay out until 2 a.m.
No.
Like, no.
No.
I have, sweet, let's go out, we can go to a barbecue, like... 11 o'clock, I'm wanting to be in bed. Like,
yeah, I'm not. The thing is I'm, well, and this is the thing too, is I'm still way more of a night owl than an early riser. I have to be an early riser because I don't have a choice. I don't like it, but I have to be. There's not an option. But even though I don't want to like go out and stay out all night, I'm happy to stay home and just hang out and watch movies till, you know, midnight at home. I don't actually want to be out, though, that late. I'm not that person anymore.
Well, it doesn't help that everything costs an arm and a leg. Like, you can't even, go out and get a couple of drinks or something, because it's like, oh, well, you had 4 mixed drinks. That'll be $85. Like, what? Like, well, yeah, now we're charging for the ice that we put in your glass, too. You know, like, really? Okay.
Well, I don't look at it that way. I just look at it that, you know, well, I'm getting older.
There's people out there.
I don't want to drive at night. And
oh, no. My whole thing is people. People and the cost of things.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because you're like so, you're only a people person on your terms. Like, there is no rhyme or reason to it. At least not from the outside. There's not.
Mental illness. That's what I blame it on. Okay. I just struggle with people.
Because, you know. You're like, well, I want to go out and like do things. And I'm like, great, do them. And you're like, nah. I'm like, well, okay, well, I don't know what that feels like. I don't know what wanting to go out but not wanting to go out is. I don't know what that is, but
I'd like to go out and do something, but I don't want to like be out
because, you know, doing something. I do like to go out, which is why this year I have avidly made it a choice to like reach out to people and say, we're going to dinner. So this is what's happening. Let me know when you're free and I'll make sure that I'm free. Like me, like, you know, like I went out with my friend.
Oh, I'm like,
from, like school. Okay. Like,
I gotcha.
Because I want to go out and I want to do those things. And
well, yeah, and that's like what I was talking about with one of the guys at work, and we were talking about like just going to About Time. I'm not a big drinker. I could get a beer and hang out for an hour.
Yeah, it's more about the company.
It's about the interaction, the company, the atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, a drink or two is totally fine.
I think that's great. I think you should do it.
So.
And I thought you were gonna, and then you didn't, so.
Well, he went on the bow hunt, and
he came back. And then he was sick.
Yeah, and then he was sick.
Yeah. So. Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's also our problem.
Oh, I know. You can't. It's
if people are sick, we're not around them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're sorry. We don't need to see you. That's fine.
Oh man, I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks. Yeah, it's cool. You still got that nasty cough, so
yeah, pass.
Hard pass.
We're gonna... Like, you want to like FaceTime or something? Because yeah. I don't. That's as close as we're getting.
And my mom gets it because, like, with her fibro, if she gets a cold, it lasts longer. It hits harder.
Mm-hmm.
So again, she gets like it, super. She's like, I don't want to be the one that gives that shit to Piper. Like, that would be horrible because she gets sick for me and then it causes her to go to the hospital. I did that to her.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I get it.
It's definitely how my mom is. My parents. I should say both my parents. They both.
I'm like, I feel like, yeah, both your parents, because my mom's the same way.
Like,
both your mom's like, no, I kind of got the sniffles. You guys probably shouldn't come over.
Yep.
Which is great because at least that, you know.
Those are the kind of people I need in my life. Yeah,
because it's like, we know your situation. We know that if you take that home, it could, little sniffles for us could be like full blown sinus infection for Piper.
Yeah.
Like, and nobody wants to deal with that.
I know. It's really hard.
Your mom gets it. She knows that Piper doesn't sleep. She knows how crappy it is when she goes to the hospital. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, she knows. She gets it.
Yeah.
You know, well, she's come up and visited you after Piper's been there for 2-3 days, and she understands it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it breaks her heart. So she's like, no, I don't want to be the one that causes that. I don't want to be the one that my sniffles cause her to go to the hospital. I'm not dealing with that.
I see.
And your old man's the same way.
But see, again, then see, that comes into like managing my feelings and somebody else's feelings. I can't do it. I can't do it. Which is why it turns into like 90% of the time, if you just ask me, you know, I don't, whatever you ask, and I say, well, you know what, it's fine. Probably because I don't have the.
I'm fine. Because
chances are I'm saying it's fine because, yeah, it's probably not fine. It probably all fucking sucks. Let's just be honest. It probably sucks. But one, there's probably nothing I can do about it. We're just trying to get through it.
9 times out of 10. There's just nothing we can do about
it. No, you're literally just trying to get through it. And two, because I can't manage my own feelings and somebody else's feelings.
You've been like that, though, before Piper was born. If there's a lot of emotions going on,
yeah,
you struggle. Which I get.
Well, I've never noticed till now.
Because you cry. It just, that's how you deal with it. The floodgates open. And you're a blubbering mess, you know, and for me, right back to anger.
Yeah.
So like when we argue and you start bawling, it just makes me angry because I'm making you cry. So I'm mad at myself. And then I'm like, I can't fucking deal with this shit. You go cry somewhere else. Come back and talk to me when this shit's done. And then we start talking again and the emotions rise and you start crying again. And I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, okay. I think that's another reason we don't argue that much is because neither one of us like dealing with that shit.
Because it's too hard. Because mm-hmm. It's too damn hard.
It's like, is it worth it? Nah, I don't even give a fuck. I'm going to go do this. Sure, whatever. Yeah, I don't even care. Yeah. It's not even worth it. So, what else did we want to kind of touch base on? Was that?
I didn't have anything off the top of my head. I just really thought it was important to let people know that I'm going to tell you it's fine. Because I don't know what else to say. We do have a good life. It's not sad, and I don't want you to think it's sad.
No.
And I do want to be included.
It may be difficult, and people that know me know that I can just get in a rut and get frustrated, and mm-hmm. but because it does, it wears on you.
It's
a difficult road that we've been on, and it's not getting any easier anytime soon.
But guess what? Most people's lives aren't easy. No, they're difficult in different ways.
I like to say everyone has their demons.
They do. And it's not fair for me to say mine's more or less than somebody else's. Mine are just different. This is just what I'm dealing with.
That's what always kind of bugged me about, you know, how some people are like, well, that's not even that big of a deal.
Well, maybe not for you.
Maybe for you, that's not that big of a deal. But you know what? For me, it is.
Yeah.
So and maybe what you're going through, you know what? I don't see why it's such a big deal for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going through it. I'm not dealing with it. And I'm not you.
Agreed.
But, you know, some people.
So maybe we should know that about everybody. Like,
oh, and we went, was it yesterday? Yesterday, we went out for brunch, and I asked our waiter, kind of waved him over, and I think he could tell I was going to ask for the check, because he came over and was like.
Oh, yeah, because we were done eating.
Yeah, we were done eating, he just came over and he said, oh, yeah, don't worry about your check. It's already been taken care of. And I was like, okay, like who? And he goes, it's been taken care of. You guys have a great day. So
for like as a much as slice of humanity.
Yes. For as much as I dislike people, little acts like that give me hope in humanity that there are still people out there that are kind, you know, and they didn't want any recognition or anything. Hey, you know, we'll do this because whether they felt bad because they thought we had a sad life, whatever the case may be, it was highly appreciated. And it was nice to see that, you know, there are still people out there in the world that are kind.
Yeah.
So that was very nice and very appreciated. And I would have liked to have known who it was so that I could thank them.
Yeah.
But again, they wanted to keep it anonymous and they didn't do it for the recognition. They did it just because they were being kind.
Yeah,
it was very nice.
Like, it was a very nice surprise.
Yes, it was a very nice surprise. So that being said, again, be kind, because you have no clue what other people are going through.
That's true.
I may not like people. I will be the first to state it. I may not like people.
But yeah, he wants to hang out with people. I don't know.
But I don't go out of my way to be a douche. I'm not an asshole. You know, if I'm an asshole to you, you need to take a step back and look at yourself and think, what did I do? Because I'm not just a dick to somebody to be a dick.
I think it depends on who you're asking.
Yeah? So what if I'm asking you?
No, I think your problem is, I think that kind of problem comes in a work situation when you're stressed out.
Oh.
And you definitely just...
That's different.
Seem dickish.
I might have to just go and make an announcement to everybody at work, like, hey, I apologize now. If we get into stressful situations and I'm just a straight up dick, it's because I'm stressed. It's nothing personal. Don't take it personal.
But if the great thing about it, you're gonna take it personal anyways, because
the great thing about it is though, is like everybody that I work with, we all get in our moods.
Yeah.
Because we get stressed and we're short staffed and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And even if we get snappy with each other within 5-10 minutes, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I got snappy with our return guy the other day. I was unloading the truck and bringing shit inside, and he's putting returns and blocking my way. So I finally told him, like, dude, what the fuck, man? Like, you just keep putting shit in the way. And he's like, I'm trying to fucking work here. And I was like, I'm trying to fucking work here too. I'm like, you're in my fucking way. Like, and you see that you're in my way. Like, you keep fucking doing this. Like, get the fuck out of my way. So we did. We kind of bickered at each other.
It's a lot of F words.
10 minutes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, no.
Do we need a stronger, like...
I wish there was a stronger word.
No. I was going to say a stronger, like...
Sensory?
What's the thing at the beginning?
Parental warning advisory?
Warning? In the beginning?
But yeah, within 10 minutes we were fine. And it's just because you get into a stressful situation and tempers flare, but no, it's not. I'm not just a douche or an ass to be one. There's a reason for it.
Okay.
Like how some people, they're just jerks.
Some people are just who they are.
Yeah,
just who they are.
Just jerks.
You know, we all are who we are.
It's true.
And it's why we like some people more than others.
If you were of...
What?
Nothing, never mind. I can't say it. I can't say it. It would have to be edited out anyway.
Look at you editing yourself. I'm impressed.
See, look, I'm growing.
After almost a whole year, he's learning.
He's learning.
He's learning.
Yeah. Oh. It would have not been politically correct.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Anyway.
Great balls of fun.
I think that's all we had to cover.
Yeah. Again, there's probably like a million things I would like to say that I forget, you know, because I'm cool like that.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about having a podcast. You can jot it down and we can cover it another time.
At some other point?
Sure.
I hear you.
All right. Well, thanks for dropping by. Thanks for listening to the podcast. And we will see you guys later.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.